nervous Everest. Nervous, I scanned the path ahead, as always, thinking about how quickly this day had arrived. It was here, finally at Mount Everest, the incredible moment I had dreamt of experiencing since I was a little boy. Panic-stricken, breathing heavily, I paced from side to side, trying to calm my nerves by joking around with the other climbers, although, frustratingly, it wasn't working. The climbing line began moving. The climber in front of me, in front of the line, stormed forward as if he was a soldier about to commence battle. Before too long, various people up and down the line were chatting to other climbers with encouragement. Now it was time to face Everest. Full of adrenaline, we leaped out of our safety net, trying to appear confident in anticipation for the tough struggle ahead. There it was, the summit of Everest. Sweat was dripping down my forehead, my palms were clammy, and I felt a shiver running down my spine. Standing still in the corner of my eye, I perceived some of the other climbers smiling. The others looking up in the distance with a vacant expression on their face. We are nearly there, I smiled at Tianxing. Feeling more confident, I applauded my fellow climbers as we entered the last 10,000 feet of climbing. Thousands, no, millions of icicles could be seen for miles around. The eerie silence was strange. Anxiety filled the air. We were entering the death zone. Shaking like a leaf, I stared at the icy valley in front of us. Suddenly, a familiar voice was heard. Good luck. I'm so proud of everyone. Let's keep going. It was Edmund Hillary, who was wearing a black and white scarf, who was truly the best climber I have ever met. So I knew in my heart of hearts, we were definitely going to make it to the top.